The info war is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the info war. Articles, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. Spread the word. Also catch us on X at RealAlexJones and Rumble.com. The Alex Jones Show Live. And don't forget to download the app at AlexJonesApp.com. The fight continues. You are the resistance.
Kids.
I caught them on video.
We love Satan. Yeah.
Hillary's deep in the creepy weird sex stuff, man. She crashes in the same room with that creepy weird old chick whose mom dons a hood over her head.
What the heck?
That chick number one is ugly. Picture how rank she smells, man. I'm told
was a remix of a very popular tune where, this is the thing about InfoWars, when you try to do stuff to make fun of us, we just take it and go, we're going to just take it. We're going to run with it. Oh, we're just going to do a contest. How about that? How about we do a contest? And people put in their own songs. It was amazing. I still play every once in a while the Reuben Obed version, which is one of my favorites. And that was an AI version. Somebody decided to feed it into AI, which is bound to happen sooner or later. And so that's what you get. You get the R&B version. It was big band too. Big band R&B version of "We Love Our Somalis," which was first done by puppeteer musician Nick Lutzko, who thought he was going to get one over on the InfoWar. He comes from that lineage of those Tim and Eric type people. They think everything they do is funny, and it's not really funny, but it's, I guess it's funny to a certain segment of millennials. They find non-humor funny. So there you go. We'll be right back. 1 minute break. We're starting the War Room. Thanks for joining me. I'm your host, Rob Duke. Carmelo Anthony verdict. He's guilty.
Yep. so much work goes into this, and it's all funded by you going to thealexjonesstore.com. So this is a fundraiser time right now. We need to be raising funds because we are launching into the next stage of our, you know, rocket trip. We've shed one booster and now the new one's firing up, and we need you to fill our tank and give us the fuel to get to that next level. So please do go to thealexjonesstore.com. There is a mega sale going on right now. You're getting 40% off methylene blue tincture, methylene blue caps, Ultra DNA Revival, Shilajit caps and gummies, up to 35% off methylene red tincture, colostrum, and MK Ultra, and you're getting 30% off all apparel, shirts, hats, hoodies, and everything else. You know, what we sell you at thealexjonesstore.com are just like these amazing naturally occurring vitamins, minerals, supplements, just CMOS and Shilajit. It just is like God's gift to humanity. At some point, humanity discovers it, and get it at thealexjonesstore.com.
Welcome to the War Room. Today is Tuesday, June 9th, 2026. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Thank you for joining me. We've got a whole host of news. We've got Iran developments. We've got the Knicks' violent celebration, or I guess violent. I guess they were pissed off that their team didn't win. But first, breaking news out of Frisco, Texas, in Collin County. A jury found Carmelo Anthony guilty of murder in the fatal stabbing of 17-year-old Austin Metcalf during a Frisco ISD track meet, bringing an end to the closely watched trial that drew national attention and sparked debate over self-defense, race, and school safety. You know, anytime you go to a school, they have those things so locked down with security and stuff inside that area. What needed to happen was, you know, Carmelo Anthony needed to be held account for his actions because he was in a place he wasn't supposed to be. He was asked to leave. This is something that's ubiquitous across sports. You don't have a player from the opposing team coming over and sitting on the other player's bench during the game, do you? No, you don't have that. Now, track meets are different because they have events, so they got to wait around for their event to happen. It's not like they're all on the sideline getting ready for a football game. So he's over there in their tent. They ask him to leave. Several people ask him. Apparently, Austin asked him a couple times, said, "Hey, man, you got to leave," you know. Not bullying him, not trying to scare him or attack him, just saying, asking him to leave. And all the witnesses came by and refuted the accounts of self-defense and that he was being bullied and threatened. And I guess what it took was also some of the photos of what that knife did to Austin Metcalf's chest and slicing his heart. So they only deliberated for 3 hours after the testimony. So that, when it happens that quick, that usually means a guilty verdict. If it takes a long time, that's when you got to worry about hung juries. But we have Brianna Murillo was there, and she's got a verdict reaction from Dominique Alexander, who of course is going to say Black lives do not matter in Collin County, because if you're not allowed to just stab people who ask you, "Hey, what are you doing here at a track meet?" Then apparently everybody's racist. I mean, that's the mentality going on right now, and right now it seems peaceful. My prediction is that nighttime, that's when all hell's going to break loose in Collin County. But here is a video Brianna Morello put out of Dominique Alexander reacting to the Carmelo Anthony murder conviction. Here it is.
I speak on behalf of myself, Minister Dominique Alexander. I speak on behalf of myself as president of the Next Generation Action Network. The Next Generation Action Network wanted to respect this process, to be able to make sure that nobody said that the Next Generation Action Network obstructed this process, interfered in this process. But what this process did is shown that Black lives do not matter in Collin County. It showed us that time and time in American history, it has shown us to remove emotions from yet the law. This trial showed that it put emotions over the law. After Trayvon Martin and so many countless names, it has shown us that Black life is not safe in Collin County. It showed us that they did not listen to the law. It showed clearly that a judge interfere in this process. It showed very clearly that a black boy was allowed, not one black soul on a jury. An all white jury convicted him in 2 to 3 hours. We know that they did not prove their case. They are currently sentencing Carmelo Anthony. But we know that the Next Generation Action Network put the first $10,000 towards an appellate attorney. Yeah. And we will fight Collin County like hell.
Yeah. I respected
this process. I allowed and called for peace in this process. But Black America should be very upset about what went on today.
We are now,
before all of the internet lawyers and before all of the interpretation of the situation, I'm only an advocacy leader. I'm not an attorney. I can only help families be able to navigate these processes when they find themselves in this type of situation.
So that's Dominique Alexander of the Next Generation Action Network, clearly showing that, you know, hey, if you murder somebody when you're not where you're supposed to be, it's okay. That's interesting that they did not have one black person on the jury. You would think a jury of your peers would include at least one black individual. Maybe they didn't answer the jury duty summons. You know, I mean, jurors are culled from a large group of people. I've gone to a jury duty summons. They summon you. There's a pool of 600 people. And his defense attorneys could reject. They all get rejections of people. And so I would say you talk to his attorneys and see what they were thinking. Apparently it was the prosecuting attorney and the defense attorney used to work together. So there could have been something in that. But I mean, the guy obviously stabbed him. There's video of him stabbing him. There's witnesses to the stabbing. There's witnesses before and after the stabbing occurred. And they all refute what the defense said. They said, no, it wasn't self-defense. He wasn't being threatened. He wasn't being bullied. He went up and shanked this guy because he was asked to leave the tent. And who knows why he was there? Who knows why he tried to go there? That's something he's going to have to deal with for the rest of his life. But he gets to deal with it for the rest of his life. He ended the life of a 17-year-old boy, a twin. And so they have to live without their son and brother, his family. And, you know, Austin or Carmelo Anthony will be hopefully spending a lot of his life in prison. We're going to keep you updated to that. Guys, anything drops? I know I think they went straight into deliberations because the jury was sequestered in this. And but there it is. Carmelo Anthony found guilty of murdering Austin Metcalf. That's murder in the first degree. So I imagine he'll get at least 25 years. Maybe he will get life in prison. And we will see what happens. And we'll have that for you here as soon as we hear it. So I want to go to Iran now. We had overnight let's see, where's my Iran stuff? Oh, is this what's going on outside the courtroom? Oh, this is actually before the verdict was reached, I think, because I was watching this. Oh, yeah, it does say verdict reached. This guy's mad, obviously. You know, hey, nobody's fighting anybody yet. Nobody's being violent. They do have a lot of, you can see the state troopers and the sheriff's deputies there. I can't tell if those are state troopers or Collin County sheriff's deputies. But they've been called out. And because it's going to get, I can tell you, this is going to definitely, people better watch themselves after it gets dark in Collin County, around that courthouse and around Frisco. Because I would stay out of harm's way. I wouldn't go in there. If that was me, I wouldn't be around there provoking people, because emotions are running high. And anytime somebody a young black man is held to account for his actions, you get people that, that can't understand how that could happen. And yeah, I'm looking at that. So I want to do clip 22. I posted this last night. This is my visual representation of the current MIDI ceasefire. You guys could just roll this and I'll talk over. There's no audio to it, but here we go. This is the, if he makes it to the other side, then we have peace in the Middle East. We'll have peace, total peace. So let's see what happens. He's working. Oh no. And so what do we have? We had an Apache helicopter either shot down or had mechanical failure or something to that effect in yesterday. And they had, it was interesting, a drone picked him up. This is from the White House. I've just been informed by our great military that last night the Iranians shot down one of our highly sophisticated Apache helicopters while patrolling over the Strait of Hormuz. The two pilots involved are both safe and uninjured. Nevertheless, the United States must, out of necessity, respond to this attack. And that was off a Truth Social post that Donald Trump put out. But here we have, we're going to go to clip 21. Now the U.S., about 30 minutes after they put out that statement, they said, you know what, we're investigating whether they meant to fire on the helicopter or they're going to see what happens. It could have been somebody else fired on the helicopter. I wonder who would be involved in a false flag. Who knows? But let's. This is a quick 1 minute from Fox News talking about it.
Breaking development on that Apache helicopter that was shot down near the Strait of Hormuz. A U.S. official tells Fox that the military is now investigating whether or not Iran meant to fire at the aircraft. The two airmen were rescued by an unmanned drone surface ship and are doing okay. Joining us now is Mark Thiessen, Fox News contributor and former speechwriter to George W. Bush. So here's what President Trump put out on Truth Social about this within the last hour. He said, quote, I've just been informed by our great military that last night the Iranians shot down one of our highly sophisticated Apache helicopters while patrolling over the Strait of Hormuz. There were two pilots involved. Both are safe and uninjured. Nevertheless, the United States must of necessity respond to this attack. General Arnold Punaro was here saying he thinks that the president should respond not in kind, but really bloody the Iranian regime for doing this. But now the U.S. is saying, oh, maybe they didn't mean to do it.
Yeah, please. Look, the president has been incredibly patient.
Yeah, so we got a war hawk there going, we got to fire right. Maybe they didn't shoot it down. Maybe it was a mechanical failure. Do we have testimony from the pilots? What are the pilots saying? They obviously have to be talked about in this. And believe me, I'm not defending Iran, but I'm also like not interested in escalating a war that isn't going to do anything for the U.S. economy except drive it into the dumpster. So 47 could fire back on any moment, regardless of whether Iran intended. And here's another thing. How do you not intend to something? Do they have some automatic process? Are they using AI as well? We know they're using AI to make Lego videos. Are they using AI to shoot down Iranian drones? So we have that. Now, this is kind of in the Middle East. It's in the Mediterranean. So it's part of Albania. There's an island out there, Sazan Island. And the Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump are apparently going to turn this island, which has a bunch of bunkers, a bunch of tunnels. You know, if you were to build an Epstein Island 2.0, this would be the perfect place. It's off the coast of Albania. But what's really pissing people off is, and you guys, you could just roll this video because the video we're going to show you is some citizens going up there and trying to stop the construction. So what's going on near, and if you guys can pull up a map of the island, right next to it, there's a little piece of land that they want to build, develop onto, which people are pissed about. And there's also an area where flamingos like to it's like a, you know, a swampy area where flamingos like to eat. They eat the shellfish, and that's why they have that pink look to them. But they want to build an airport there where the swamp is. So imagine anytime you have planes flying in, you're gonna or taking off or landing, you have this chance of flamingos, which is not, they're not small birds, flying up and getting caught in the engines. And you have a lot. In fact, one of the more common ways a plane is to crash is it gets hit by birds. They get sucked into the engine. The engine goes haywire. It doesn't work after that, and you have engine failure. So the Albanians are pissed about this. The leaders of Albania are like, no, we're going to do this. This is going. But what's interesting is Kushner seems to be taking money from this Mideast peace deal fund, this peace fund, using it to buy this. So it's like, it's real swarmy and scammy on its face of what's going on. But you can see the citizens out of Albania are trying to stop these construction crews from working. I imagine those construction guys are getting paid really well, or they wouldn't be there doing it, because that's usually how they get people to basically, you know, help run interference on their country. You can see the nice AI that somebody put. There's the, you got people say justice, no kings, enough for sale. We got Soros' son and Huma Abedin and the Kushners, the Kushner duo, basically, you know, making a land grab. It's essentially a land grab, and it's an old, old base. Who knows what's on the bottom of that? Who knows where these tunnels go? You know, everybody who's looking at this from afar is going, this is Epstein Island 2.0. So I want to get into this, the stuff that happened yesterday in the Knicks game, after the Knicks game in Madison Square Garden, but yeah, we're not. I'm gonna wait just a little bit till next, because I kind of want to do it all in one segment, and I think it'll. I don't think I could do it in 7 minutes. So what do I have in the middle of this? That, you know what? I'm gonna drop this on you guys, and we'll do more of these as we go along. But at the end of the show, I'm gonna cover some scams. Actually, this is gonna be one of them I was gonna cover, but we'll go to this now. And this is a basic consumer warning to people out there. A lot of these companies are using AI to make their business processes faster, streamline things, automate operations. Oh, it all sounds good on the surface, right? But this particular, with Progressive, this is her account of it. She noticed her insurance rates went up, and the AI went in and just changed her occupation, said she was a forest worker. So they changed it to forest worker, and then she called them and said, no, I'm not a forest worker. Whatever she does, she told them whatever she does, and they're like, oh, we're dropping your insurance over $1,000 a year. So you might want to call, if you're with Progressive, you might want to check if your insurance rates have gone up and see if there's any chicanery going on. But this is this one lady's testimony, guys. This is... 14, let's roll it. No, that is not it. You know, that one we got to watch. That one's got a lot. In fact, pull that one down. Well, we can play that one while I talk about it, because there's so much. That's going to be the highlight of the show when you get to that one, because we won't be able to play much of it. All right, we're going to go to 16 now. It's Progressive Insurance. AI gave people the wrong occupations to overcharge them. So that's because AI is doing its job. Its job is to figure out ways to scam you for the company. And it's just like, well, you know, I was programmed to do this. So I just, well, how do I do it? I change people's occupations, and then we can overcharge them. So we can't just overcharge them. We have to go by our schedule and our data sheets. And so that's one way to do it, is just change people's occupations. So here it is.
If you use Progressive for any of your insurance policies, you're going to want to hear this. So I was on the phone with Progressive the other day, and she, the gal on customer service, she goes, what do you do for work? And I said, I work in an office. What? Why? She said, well, we merged with AI like 7 or 8 months ago, and it has you listed as forest work.
What does that even mean?
I was like, what? Like I just work in the forest? She's like, yeah. So she like updated my actual occupation. My policy went down by $1,000. That's $166 a month. Go talk to Progressive and figure out what it has listed as your occupation. Also, request any speeding tickets or accidents to be removed from your record. Hope this saves you money.
Oh my God, did she just put up a racist symbol there at the end? Was that the OK symbol? Did she just flash that? I feel so triggered at this point. But I find it interesting that if you work in the forest, where you're breathing clean air and you're in the sunlight, it's more dangerous than working in an office under fluorescent bulbs, under, you know, fumes from printers and other machinery, being crammed in a enclosed space, not breathing fresh air, not getting sunlight. It's interesting how it's like the inverse. The health index is inversed on you right there. But anyway, if you have Progressive Insurance, I would give them a call. Or if you have any insurance and you notice it went up, there's all kinds of ways they're going to do this to you in the coming years and months with AI. So be sure and watch out for that. I will get into some more scam stuff coming up. Especially, it seems like the Indians are at the heart of all this scammy type behavior. So we will I'll cover those probably at the end of the show. But, you know, what I want to tell you right now, if you haven't checked out our new 3-gallon gravity-fed water filter system, you know, we sold Berkey's at one time, then Alexa Pures, then Pro Pures. Well, now we've got a new system from Bigley. It's gravity-fed, same system. It's got charcoal filters. It's got filters on the bottom that pull out the fluoride. So dual carbon high-grade filters. And there's no electricity, no plumbing, anything. These NSF documents are really interesting because they're actually kind of boring because you can't find anything in the results page. They're, indeed, that means non-detectable. So everything is non-detectable out of these. It pulls everything out of here. Phenols, ethyl hexanol, nitrobenzene. I mean, every chemical under the sun is being pulled out of these. And you can imagine you're drinking that in your regular drinking water because they don't test for most of this stuff in drinking water. They'll test for a few things, but not this stuff. But you can see aluminum, non-detectable. Arsenic, non-detectable. Barium, non-detectable. Beryllium, non-detectable. Bismuth, non-detectable. Cadmium, non-detectable. Cerium, non-detectable. Cobalt, non-detectable. Chromium, non-detectable. And it goes on and on and on. There's cesium, non-detectable. Copper, it actually might not be a bad idea for you to drink out of copper vessels or use copper pipes, but I don't know if you want a ton of copper in your water, but this thing takes out everything. Gallium, mercury, look at that, takes out all the mercury. Iridium, lithium, you don't want lithium in your drinking water. Unless they want you docile. But very interesting. Take them off. And right now there's a deal. The deal is there's a special sale. If you're a VIP member, it's an amazing deal. $183.99. If you're just a regular customer, $229.99. The regular price, $300. So, and most gravity systems are over $400 when you count the filters and everything in them. There's also a stand you could get. And go back to the picture of that, guys, or show the B-roll. It's actually... Yeah, you can't really see it there. It says it's got Alex Jones' signature etched into the water filter. The stand also is really neat. It keeps it off the table, so you don't have to put it on the edge of a counter. You can have it back. There's your stand. It also has Alex Jones' signature stenciled into it, and you can use the stand for anything. That sounds like I looked at that stand. I'm like, that's something I would take camping. You know, you pull a pan off the grill, and you could stick it right next to the fire right there. So check all that out. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Also, 50% off Ultimate Life Force. It's one of my go-tos. It's got just about everything you need. Bromelain, N-acetylcysteine, natokinase, turmeric, and black pepper extract. If you want to get rid of the spike proteins lingering in your body, Ultimate Life Force is a great way to do it. So right now, it's 50% off for a limited time. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We'll be right back with more news and reports.
Plugged for about 90 seconds at the end of the first hour. Didn't plug any last hour. And I'd raise that point. I'd say, aren't I good? I didn't plug. It's bad I didn't plug. But I didn't want to interrupt that guest. That's how we fund this operation. If I just plugged twice an hour, we've done the math, we'd have plenty of funds around this place. And I can then hire more crew, more stuff. But I don't do it, so we're almost in the red again. So be conscious about this and realize when you fund this operation, you are funding your insurance in the fight against tyranny. And the products really work because we want to sell you something that is going to be great, that's good for you, that blows you away. So you go, man, that Alex Jones was right again. Not just about what he covers and says, but the products. Our T3 iodine is not instant gratification. takes about 2 weeks on average for it to kick in. It is the missing link. Most people are iodine deficient. The iodine that's in the environment, most of it's bound, meaning it's not atomic. It's not pure on the periodic table. It is bound to a whole bunch of other stuff, and you don't absorb it properly. This is atomic iodine. It does everything. Now, again, you die without oxygen in 4 minutes. Everybody knows this. 4 minutes without oxygen, the average person's dead. Some people quicker. Without water, you die in about 4 days. Out in the desert today. Most people die in about 45 days without food. Now, why is that? Well, because the food has the vitamins and minerals in it. And I know I'm talking to you like you're 5 years old. I know most of you get this, but for others that don't. Iodine, you can look it up, is one of the essential elements that without iodine, you die. Now, in the 1920s, they noticed about a 15-20 point IQ reduction, particularly in the Midwest, and massive spikes nationwide of child deformities, birth defects. And they did a bunch of big government studies and found that people that lived on coastal cities and that ate a lot of fish had higher IQs and basically almost no deformities. And they went, oh, it's the iodine. So they started putting a cheap form that's bound, but you still get some of it, but sodium fluoride, I think it's the one, in the salts. When I was a kid, it still said Morton salts, iodine added. You know, the little girl with the umbrella, and it says when it rains, it pours. This is the super version of that. Just a few drops a day. It takes 2 weeks on average to kick in for the average person. And your skin, your stamina, your libido. I remember, like, gosh, time flies, like 18 years ago or something, I met Dr. Edward Grubb, really smart guy, total visionary. And he said, listen, you need to start taking atomic iodine. And he'd come out with the only one. And he said, you should sell this private label. And I said, okay. He said, you know, you got some of those sunspots on your face. And I was like 38 then or so. And I didn't have bad skin, but I did have some sunspots, brown spots and stuff that weren't freckles. You know, we call them liver spots. And he said, all this other stuff will happen, your libido, everything. He goes, it's about 2 weeks for it to kick in. And right at about the two-week mark of the average person, you'll kind of feel crappy for a day or two. It's not like you have a cold or the flu, but you feel kind of groggy and tired. That's when it shifts in the cells, the mitochondria. And then a lot of toxins will get pushed out. You might even break out or something. But he said, after that, you'll feel incredible. 2 weeks later, I go, man, I feel like crap today. I have no energy. Lasts about a day. And then when I woke up the next day after feeling sick the day before, it was like I'd been carrying, you know, one of my kids on my shoulders. I'd carry them until they were like 5 or 6. Sometimes it'd be exhausting, but you take them off your shoulders, it feels so good. That's what it felt like. You're insane if you don't get this, and it funds our operation. And I only sell stuff that works, but it's not instant gratification. 2 weeks. Now be careful with it. Talk to your physician before, because if you've got some different thyroid issues, it can cause problems. In most cases, it helps, but you talk to your physicians. This isn't a game. And so a small percentage of people that can do some weird stuff. So be careful. This isn't, I'm not selling placebo here. I only sell stuff that kick you like a mule in a good way. Be conscious about this and realize when you fund this operation, you are funding your insurance in the fight against tyranny.
Welcome back to The War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Thank you for joining me. It is Tuesday, June 9th. Just the 6th month. We're almost halfway through the year already. And it's been a crazy year. Crazy, crazy year. So we've got this tribalism acting out at the Carmelo Anthony trial in Frisco. And it's along racial lines, you know, black versus white, for the most part. that's where it's at, and that's where the elites love it. They love black versus white, or any groups. They love minority groups going against each other. Well, what's interesting about what happened in New York City last night after the San Antonio Spurs beat out the Knicks to take to just basically take a game back. So now it's 2-1. Knicks are still in the lead in the best of 7 series. But you've got people wearing Spurs shirts were getting attacked all over the city. But it wasn't just that. And I don't have this video, but I saw when the game was over, somebody walked up to the screen where they were watching the game and like sliced the screen as if the screen had anything to do with the Knicks losing. It's not like they lost the championship. They just lost a game. This is just a game. Can you imagine if they lose the championship in New York? It is going to be a riot. But basically, if you wore a Spurs shirt, you were getting your ass beat. There's a guy, he's like, all right, look, I'll give you my Spurs shirt. Can you just let me walk away? So we'll go to these one after another. We'll go to the first one. The white teen protects another guy. And we actually have an interview from this guy afterward. So let's go to that first. And we could show people this is the tribalism that's going on. Has nothing to do with the reality of your life or the outcome of your life. Like, it doesn't matter if what team wins in your life. It's not going to make a difference. You might feel a little bit better, but it's not making a difference in your life. But here's the reaction. And because, you know, things like these flash mobs have been allowed to proliferate, people are allowed to like drive dirt bikes through New York, there's just kind of a lawless atmosphere. Well, this is what you get. You get more of that when things don't quite go their way. So here's the first video. This is white teen protects another team from massive mob of feral Africans that start randomly attacking him. Let's roll it. You can see the guy in the Spurs shirt right there. His buddy's trying to get him out. See, look, some guy's strong-arming him, trying to get his shirt. Now, they don't appear to be beating him, but they want the shirt. The shirt is the trophy because they're going to burn the shirt, and that's going to make them feel better. They want the bounty. The bounty is the shirt. And guys, you could just roll the next one. There's like a shot of this same incident from the top, from a balcony. That's the next one. You can just roll into that one. But you can see the insanity that's going on over a freaking game. And luckily, you got a few people in there that are like, wait a minute. This is wrong. This is totally wrong. So it seems like the guy's going to make it out of there with his shirt. And you can just go to the shot above, which is from the balcony. There's the same incident right there. Somebody's shooting it from the balcony.
Yeah, I haven't seen New York lose in the finals yet. That's what it is.
And you know, New York hasn't lost at all, really. They had like a 13-game winning streak. But you got to be thinking, you just won 13 games and you lost one.
They're fighting right now.
Oh, no.
But you can see the insanity going on. Let's go to the next one, which is this guy gets interviewed because I guess these are streamers that are out there. Here's the interview of him just reacting to what's going on, the insanity that has befallen New Yorkers. Here it is.
I cannot believe he got it on still, bro.
Yo, I couldn't see anything, bro.
Like, shirt backwards.
A whole minute, I couldn't see anything, bro. My jersey over my head, getting scratched, still alive, chat.
Hold the mic, stay close.
We're still alive.
Yo, chat, is Canelo good, chat? No, they still got chumps.
Yo, Spurs are six.
So, you know, even the young people don't seem to be too interested in the societal, line that we've crossed with this. You might see a little bit of that in a Philadelphia game, but it's kind of rare to see it in New York, actually. They're a little more tolerant. Let's go to the next one, which I think is the old man, the uncle. They're beating up old people over this. Go to that one. Here it is.
Take it off.
this, just surrounding an old man, going to beat him up to get his jersey. That's where we're at now in society. This is how we're progressing. This is what progressivism gets you. And I'm sure the mayor's proud as punch about this. Yeah, they're probably going to find a way to blame Donald Trump. Oh, you had so much security with Donald Trump being there. No, not people taking accountability for their actions. We can't have that. But this is what's interesting. This is not a racial thing. You saw that. That was a black guy. Let's go to the next one. It's a young black kid. They're trying to get his jersey. So it's not a racial thing. This is something different. That's what's so interesting about this. And it's whites and blacks targeting anybody else wearing the wrong uniform. So it's a whole uniform thing. It's definitely tribalism. And look, this poor kid, it's like, nah, bro. But they're going to get his shirt. So it's crossed racial lines in this one instance. I mean, they're going to just rip it. They're like, dude, you're giving us the shirt. You want to get out of here? Give us the shirt. And what do these shirts cost? Those shirts are like, you know, probably $100 a piece. So he's giving it to him. Don't want to get his ass beat. And they got the shirt. I forget what the next one is, guys, but I think it's go to the next one. This is just a brawl. This is a brawl that broke out. I mean, this is just bedlam. And we're not even seeing people go after shirts, but we're just seeing people fighting. And this guy got a branch. He must be near a park. We got a superhero jumping in. What the fuck? And we got the World Star people capturing it for World Star. Are they speaking English? I don't know. I can't even tell. Well, they're such tolerant people. And there's the cops, probably not allowed to do anything. I think the last one, guys, is them the people attacking a plant. They've taken out their anger on a plant. Losing one game, remind you. This is not, they didn't lose the championship, if you even care about that stuff. But let's go to the plant photo or video. I guess they start they start trying to clear them out with pepper spray and all that. Because, you know, they held a little viewing in the park for the fans. What's up? Yeah, we'll go to the next one. Yeah, here's the plant. I mean, it's just like, what? Is that plant a Spurs fan? The total insanity, the mass hysteria that is going on. And I think this is where the fight started. And then there's a brawl let out because people were hitting people with branches. But that's your society. That's your society now, is people beating each other up over just a single basketball game. Not a championship series. Not that that makes it an excuse. But that's where we're at. Insanity. Insanity is what has overtaken our country. And I don't think it has anything to do with the game. I think it's people pin up from other things. Everything's been turned up. It's getting hot. We got 5G cranking up. These people are just living in a area that's just bombarding them with electromagnetic radiation. And also, you know, the hate coming out of the politicians to look at your fellow citizens as enemies. Because that's what they want. They want people fighting as two teams. They love the Democrat-Republican. They don't want people coming together. They don't want just a good game between two teams, which, you know, I watched part of the game. It was a good game. It wasn't a blowout on either side. All right, let's jump to the California. I got a couple articles here. There's one more article I wanted to see, wanted to grab. Smartphones reduce birth rate. Wow, study says. That's interesting. We'll get to that later. Vote fraud. Los Angeles County woman pleads guilty to paying people in Skid Row to vote. And this is something that James O'Keefe's group, OMG? Well, they were covering. They were showing how they signed the homeless people up, and then they're going to get their... The homeless people never get their ballots. So they sign up to vote, but then they don't ever see their ballots. And we've got some amazing stuff with that. But Brenda Lee Brown Armstrong, 64, Marina Del Rey, entered a plea on one count of paying another person to register to vote. A federal charge that carries a penalty of up to 5 years behind bars, sentencing scheduled for August 31st. According to her plea agreement, for nearly 20 years, Armstrong periodically worked as a petition circulator in that role. So for 20 years, she was paid by coordinators, so since at least 2006, to collect voter signatures and official petitions that qualify initiatives. So she liked to go to Skid Row and get people to pay people to sign these petitions. That's where the problem comes in. But, you know, we've got this. In fact, let me show you this first. Let's see. Okay, guys, we're going to play clip four first. See if you can stop it when she looks up to her left as we go. We could play through it a couple times. It's a 10-second clip. This is just a clip from the news that somebody put up. Women inspecting ballots in L.A. County look for signatures looks almost blind. This is the funniest thing I've ever seen. Play this clip, and we'll just
finalize election results because the state allows
pull the volume down. But watch when it cuts to the worker right here. There she is. Barely see it. Now watch her look to the right. That's how a blind person does it. Here, guys, come to me real quick, and we'll go back to her. So she's right here, and then she's like, she looks up, and she's feeling for her thing. And you know the editor is probably a normal person's like, hey, we need to show the people that there's blind people checking signatures, literal blind people checking signatures. Look, she's got it up to her face, and then you can see right there. That's how a blind person operates, people, okay? Now, I don't know this lady's name. I don't know who she is. But to me, she looks blind as a bat. Reading that signature like that. I mean, I can at least read it from here. But she's like this, and then. I mean, so we got blind people inspecting the votes. And then you have, here's a tweet that I saw. You got this man, Russ, SoCal Russ, 1983. Today I received a letter just like my neighbor did informing me my California ballot was not counted because my signature verification didn't match state records. I've been voting in California for 20 years. Oh, well, then he showed his ballot down the way. If you guys have that, I don't know if you have the tweet on X, but or the post on X, but you scroll down. He voted for Steve Hilton. That's why his vote didn't get counted. See, you're voting the wrong way, Russ. If you vote the right way, we count your vote. If you don't vote the right way, well, it just doesn't match. See, you notice how the signature verification works. So you got the blind person counting votes for the Democrats, and then you've got the hardliner with the giant magnifying glass. Reminds me of Top Secret. The guy has the big eye, and he's got the magnifying glass, and he pulls the magnifying glass away, and he's still got the big eye. You know, that's who's looking at Republican signatures. And then there's this. So how do you get to vote in California? Well, California allows every illegal in the state access to free taxpayer-funded health insurance. That means every illegal in the state gets an insurance card, and that's all they need to register to vote and be sent a mail-in ballot. Let's take a look at each item that allows voter registration, meaning automatic mail-in ballot sent to your home. You could have an employer ID card, a credit or debit card, a prescription drug label, a gym membership, or an insurance card. That's how you get to vote in these elections. That's clip two, guys. Let's roll that one.
All right, this is crazy. This is all you need to register to vote in California. If you have a gym membership, employer ID card, credit card, prescription drug label, or an insurance card, you can vote. So let's take a look here. If you have one of these... If you have a gym membership, if you have a bank card of any kind, if you have an old employee ID from any company you've ever worked at, or let's take a look here. If you are an illegal, you can get health insurance benefits which means you get one of these cards. You can walk right in and vote. It's rigged.
So basically, a note from your child, I guess. If you have a note from your child, you can get it. We actually found the video of the people who are looking at Republican ballots. Guys, roll that video. There it is right there. See, he's got his magnifying glass. And oh, wow. He's really, really looking at those ballots right there. And here's the thing. If you go, you know, Trump's like, hey, you guys are cheating. And Kristen Welker's like, no, what's your evidence? What's your evidence? That's all they say. What's your evidence? There's no evidence. That's all they have is no evidence. And, well, California's official signature verification rules for vote by mail. Signatures do not have to look identical or even look the same to be accepted. Somebody showed one. I don't even know if this was true, but they had where their signature was supposed to be, they put a smiley face. Okay. So, and then here's this new California law bans law enforcement from interfering in state elections. No, they're not interfering in state elections. Maybe they're just looking to see if people are cheating. Okay. Law enforcement officers will be banned. And this just came out May 27th. So just in time for the election, will be banned from interfering in California. You see how this is written? The California Voter Foundation, improving the voting process to better serve voters, right? Now, I mean, better serve Dimtards is what it should say, Dimtards. Law enforcement officers will be banned from interfering with California elections under a new law Governor Gavin Newsom signed Wednesday, just in time for the June 2nd primary election. The law, which takes effect immediately, criminalizes the act of taking cast ballots from the custody of a local election official, like the blind lady we just saw, you know? As a gubernatorial candidate, Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco did earlier when he seized more than 600,000 ballots from his company's register of voters. Although Bianco claimed he was checking for proof of fraudulent voting, there is no evidence to suggest the ballots were cast improperly. Yeah, that's what they say. There's no evidence. That's how they frame it. There's no evidence to suggest the ballots were cast improperly. We don't know whether they're cast by a registered voter or by an illegal or by somebody with a gym membership who doesn't even live in the state. That doesn't matter. And here's the interesting thing. Guys, if you can find the line graph that shows how this race went for mayor of Los Angeles, Neitha Raymond lost her own district, which is District 4. You can see Karen Bass. This is Neitha Raymond, the Indian lady, her own district. Karen Bass got 32% of the vote. Spencer Pratt got 31%. All right. Nina isn't even shown in this list. Okay, but here's the interesting part. In her district, Steyer and Becerra, which are both Democrats, were first and second in her district. So it's not like they weren't voting Democrat. They were voting. These people are primarily Democrats. But even the people of Los Angeles are like, look, we've had enough of Karen Bass. So this Neitha lady didn't even win her district. Yet we're supposed to believe she got thousands of votes at the last minute through the mail-in process. So she didn't even win her district. And there, and Gays for Trump posted that. And even Grok agreed. The post-core claim is accurate. They asked Rock, and Rock said this. In 2026, Neitha Ramon, CD4, that's her council member, placed behind Karen Bass and Spencer Pratt in her home district 4 precinct level. Yet, late-term mail-in ballots from other city districts enabled her to narrowly overtake Pratt for second place overall. But wait, there's more ballots. Here they come. And where do they come from? They come from homeless people. All they need to know is the number. They got how many ballots do we need? We've got a ballot for every citizen of Los Angeles, and none of them vote. I think there was 10 million that voted in the state of California. So they had 10 million people vote in the state of California, which has, what, like 25 million people or something? Might even be more than that. It's got a lot of people. So you got all those extra ballots. That's all they need to do is to know the number they have to win by. And so what they were doing, this is what I speculate. I speculate that they're test driving this new scenario for the LA mayor race that they're then going to do in the governatorial race because Steve Hilton is a Republican and they can't have him winning. But let's look at elections in general. This is Laura Logan on with Benny Johnson. And she's talking about the revelations that we've already known that, and when we say this, they go, oh, there's no evidence, but now we've got Maduro in custody. But the U.S. went after Maduro because they knew Venezuela rigged the 2020 election with Iran and the CCP, claims an eyewitness in his custody. So here's Laura Logan breaking it all down.
And I, with all due respect, I say this. The Trump administration went after Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela because they rightly knew they had worked for 12 years on an indictment on Nicolas Maduro, right? Venezuela was involved, directly involved, in the theft of the 2020 election. They stole that election from President Trump, working with Iran, working with the CCP, working with others. We know a lot of the details because there is a Venezuelan, very senior Venezuelan, sitting in prison who was actually a witness, an eyewitness to the theft. But what President Trump's administration did not do is they did not go after all the other people in Maduro's administration who were involved in the theft of the 2020 election. You know what they did instead? They took the woman, Delcy Rodriguez, the vice president under Maduro, and they made her the president. And that is because, from what I understand from people dealing with this firsthand, that's because, among others, the intelligence agencies were convincing the president, oh, you can't risk, you know, having the regime collapse in Venezuela. That's going to hurt you and so on. Delcy Rodriguez and her brother, Jorge Rodriguez, who presided over the theft of the 2020 election, are 100% complicit in the theft of elections in 72 countries worldwide. You want to know why President Trump doesn't get the support that he needs from a country like Spain? Because the cartel in Venezuela, the cartel that runs the country, Cartel de los Soles, they selected the Spanish prime minister. Why does America get all this heat from all over the world? Because the globalist, Marxist, Islamist alliance that has these cartels as their army, they all work together. So we don't face one enemy. The election in LA, the corruption there, the corruption in the system, this isn't about one enemy. This is about all of America's enemies working together. And all of those illegal immigrants in that sanctuary state of California who not only distort California's representation in the House, but who also get, they're on jury, so they're involved in the criminal justice system. I mean, all of these people, what they're doing is they are diminishing citizenship. They want to take your individual sovereignty and your national sovereignty, and they want to make it mean nothing. And that's what they're in the presence of doing.
All right, we'll be right back after this.
And what did they do at the same time?
Your arm been hacked off by a homeless person with a samurai sword? Try Shilajit gummies today.
A guy in Venice Beach just got his arm nearly hacked off by some tweaker with a samurai sword. And as of 4:15, he is still on the loose. And seemingly, the reaction from our local government is basically like, oh, shit, like, these things just happen. Like, this is our new normal. That, dude. I want to live in an LA that is safe to go out, where I don't have to worry about walking around and getting my arm hacked off by some tweaker looking for drugs.
Sorry, I ate a Shilajit gummy. Sorry, I thought I could finish it before that clip was over. You caught me. Shilajit gummies, folks. We're not joking. They're very good. Shilajit gummies. Are you a leftist idiot that thinks it's normal that men get their arms chopped off with swords when trying to go to the beach in California? Shilajit gummies are for you. Consumers of Shilajit gummies, they know places to avoid. If you want to avoid having your arm nearly cut off by a sword in Venice Beach, California, you need to be taking Shilajit gummies today. I do love these things. They are really delicious, but they really do give you a kick. And you only get to take one. This is the worst part of Shilajit gummies, is you want to take multiple, but you're only supposed to take one. You can take more if you want. Also, I love the Modern World Survival Stack. A massive discount if you get three products together. It's the Shilajit capsules, the Atomic Defense, and the Sea Moss capsules, which are packed with vitamins, minerals to support overall wellness, thyroid health, and immune function. The Atomic Defense is for daily defense and cellular support, while Shilajit capsules support natural energy, stamina, and daily vitality. Get one or all of them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Share the links at alexjoneslive.com and on Rumble at thealexjonesshowlive.com. Shilajit gummies.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.